You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. There's something I want to clear up that I talked about a little earlier when we were talking to Eric about health insurance, and I referred to my wife. My wife is struggling and fighting a very serious illness. She's my hero. She's tough as nails. And while technically they say that she's disabled when they're categorizing her for insurance purposes, the woman runs my life. She takes care of me. She makes sure that I get good night's sleep and great food, look great and feel great. And she's my hookup at the University of Miami Health System. She's my star. She's the love of my life. She's my wife, Vivian. She's everything to me. And now I want to talk a little bit about what I see coming up in the economy here in South Florida and commercial real estate up in the coming year. And the first thing that I see on the horizon is the implication or the potential implication of the strong dollar. Remember, a lot of people from overseas have been buying condominiums here, and that's been driving our market. And they're also coming and bringing their businesses. Well, as the dollar strengthens, and think of it this way, when gas costed $100 a gallon, the dollar was worth something. Now that gas is $50 a gallon, the dollar's twice as valuable. So just think of it as that. The dollar gets more valuable, it gets stronger. That means fewer people can buy our imports overseas, and fewer people can bring their currency over here to, they have lower buying power. So there may be some impacts. However, I had this conversation this morning with somebody, and I think that we ended up thinking that it may not have much impact at all, because even if your currency is decreasing against the dollar, you still want to get it into America before your currency totally collapses against the dollar. So I think in the near term, things are going to be okay. I think in the long term, there'll probably be some kind of action to stall the continued growth of the strong dollar as the oil producers continue to wage economic war on the United States. Did I really say that and take a political position? Oh my God, Wanda, can you believe that? Anyway, so let's talk about some opportunities for the small investor, mom and pop, and the normal and just the individual people may have an asset or two. Time to buy a house? Yeah, probably. If you can get it all cash or if you can get financing, it may certainly be time to buy a house, because with the federal government starting to prime the pump for home buyers again, and the federal government is going to artificially prop up prices and keep them high. So now at the beginning of that cycle is probably the time to get in there. I think that office, we talked to Paul White earlier today, office is definitely a space that you have to get into. You got to do it now. I think there's going to be good demand for well-positioned office space in high-income markets, places like Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, where there's a big barrier to entry. If you can pop an office building there, I think you're going to do great. Condominiums, the condominiums are still going up. You're starting to really see the skyline change as the pre-sales from a couple of years ago are starting to take shape, and soon those buildings will close. They'll start closing deals in the first moving transactions probably later this year, and so we'll really see how strong the condo market is, because remember, there's only been reservations and deposits. People haven't closed yet. I think they're all going to close. A lot of them are going to close. I don't think people walk away from 70%, but I think that there will be some adjustment after the condominiums are up, as a lot of those investors look to place those in the rental pool. So that'll impact the ability for rental apartments to do well. And I think the rental apartments are strong and getting stronger. I can tell you right now, I have my eye on a piece of dirt on Biscayne Boulevard that I think is the best last remaining apartment site. Why do I like it? Because I've got the listing, and I think it's a great location, great regional location. But notice I say it's on Biscayne Boulevard, because you can't do rental on the water anymore. It costs too much. Now, single family we talked about. How about retail? Retail's been real strong. It's tough to build retail in South Florida, certainly in the urban core, not so much on the perimeter, but retail is still good. Retail is changing, though. You're seeing smaller stores. You're seeing more online delivery. You're seeing a pullback and a retrenching in the big box super retailer category killer. In fact, I don't think you even hear the word category killer anymore, except for me just now. So retail is changing. A lot of restaurants are coming in. If you were the restaurant broker for downtown Brickell or Edgewater, I certainly hope you bought your yacht by now. Boy, did you do well, and you should continue to do well. Other retail that's going to continue to do well is the ground floor retail of these high-rise multifamily projects, as long as it's configured for retail. You don't want to build a bowling alley just because the apartment building design demands it. Wanda, how much more time? All right. She gave me three fingers. I know what that means. Hotel. Probably the hottest market right now is hotels. We're developing a number of them in South Florida. We're looking at developing a number of them across the country. We do select service. That means, you know, the hotel doesn't really have a big restaurant in it or anything else like that. We're also doing more full service. We've got some great opportunities we're looking at all across the country, and we've even got a couple that we've done right here in South Florida. Industrial, Paul brushed on it. I like industrial because it's only delivered in small increments. It really doesn't ever get overbuilt. It's an institutional thing. It's almost sort of like a bond. So industrial is its own type of an animal. Remember, you can get more detail on this if you go to the CCIM conference that's coming up in a couple of weeks. You can go to CCIM.com to get more information. CCIMOutlookConference.com to register. And I want to thank all of our spots. First of all, I want to thank again the folks at UHealth that fixed me over the holiday. I spent the entire holiday in bed, but now at least I look relaxed. Don't I, Wanda? I do, huh? All right. I want to thank Eric Ross, our healthcare sponsor. He's been on giving people tips on what they should do. You got to check him out. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, UHealth. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305. My God, I'm good. I'm so proud of all of these sponsors and the great show I do for them. I'm blushing. The Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. Thank you, of course, to you, our listeners, Lauren's Kids. Without you, our listeners, our show wouldn't be possible. Please go to our Facebook page and like the show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Next week, we'll have Richard Berkowitz. He's going to come on and talk more about the Dolphin Cycle Challenge, cancer challenge. We'll talk about that. If you want to give me some suggestions or just give me the business, you can tweet me at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. We're going to start gearing up the YouTube stuff again with Alex. Our website, we get lots of hits. It's increasing. Join us. Contribute. If you missed today's show, as soon as Wanda sends it to me, I'll send it out to Robert Pitts, and we'll get it up on the Fried on Business website, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880, next Thursday at 5. We're going to have Richard Berkowitz and some other great content. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. It's your life. The person that wants to go out and do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. It's red hot out there. So go out there and make it happen. Wanda, close the show.
Yeah! Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down the home they call me Slim.